Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited, 1029 Hong Kong Stock Exchange list company, to 2020 annual results announcement conference call. With us today, we have our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and also our interim CFO and company secretary, Mr. John Yun. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer section, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint has been uploaded to our website, so please feel free to download from www.ircgroup.com.hk. 好歡迎大家出席我們鐵康研課香港交易所編號1029的年度的業績報告電話會議。今日出席的管理層有我們的首席執行官 Mr. Yuri Makarov 先生，處理首席財務官同公司秘書袁兆章先生，出席嘉賓就小宇宙為聆聽無聲。管理層正式報告完畢之後，我們會有答問的環節，歡迎大家用英文、國語或者廣東話發問。 另外提醒大家，我哋個會議今次係正在錄音嘅，咁喺會議嘅公告同埋演講稿已經上載咗喺我哋嘅公司網站 www.ircgroup.com.hk，咁歡迎大家下載嘅。我而家有請我哋嘅首席執行官 Mr. Makarov 先生咧，同我哋主持今次嘅會議。It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO Mr. Makarov. Mr. Makarov, you may start now.
Thank you so much, Kent. Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to use this opportunity to notify you that after the summarizing of the results of the 2020 year, we have increased our revenues, our EBITDA is much better, and what makes us to be specifically proud is our first profit, which we have done last year. It's around 24 million, and hopefully we will continue in this direction, not hopefully, but most likely. It could have been better, but because of some unpredictable and not controlled by us things, this is only 24 million, but we will do our best to improve it. Our cash balance is also increased, and I'm pretty sure that Johnny Yuan will give you more details on that in his financial part of our report. But what what I can add is that we are improving the production. It's already around 87% after this year, and it also should be mentioned that our construction activities are quite advanced. Our Sutara deposit, which will be in the operations in a couple of years under the construction, we are building river diversion channel, we are building railroad, road activities, and electricity lines, which will help us to operate there. It itself will start to operate maybe in 12-15 months, and generally I should admit that things are going smoothly there, which means that we will be able to supply ore from this deposit at the end of the 2022. You can see that our mining, the amount of cubic meters and tons we are mining have increased. That means that those problems which we have with one of our mining contractors are more or less bypassed, but to improve the operations even further, we have hired another one, which should be in operations in April, and this also will help enormously to make a stable supply of ore to the processing plant. As you can see from our presentation, drying unit has been very good over the drying season. Now it's going to be stopped within a couple of days, and as usual, we will spend some time over the summer doing some reviews of the equipment, but we should admit that finally we managed to fix all those problems which we inherit from our construction contractor from the construction period. From the marketing point of view, over the last year, we enjoy very stable, very good pricing of iron ore, but we were not simply getting what a situation gives us. We were also developing some new routes of delivery of our product to our clients. We increase the amount of concentrate we are shipping to clients in China, for example, shipped by the sea. It's not an easy way to deliver, not the cheap way, but still we believe that this could be a good option on certain stage, and we will continue to explore these options. Another very interesting point is Amur Bridge, which was under construction for quite a long period of time, and the commissioning date was moved a couple of times, but there are a number of signs which makes us feel that it will be commissioned at the second half of this year, and it will be in operations early next year. One of the most important thing of operation side of the business is COVID pandemic. We have spent enormous amount of resources to protect our personnel from this disease. We start vaccination this year, and hopefully this will remove this nightmare further from our sites and from our employees. I think that that's it from operational point of view, and I will be happy to answer any questions in the Q&A part of our report if there will be any. And now we'll be glad to turn to Johnny to get information about financial position. Please, Johnny.
Thank you, Yura. We have our presentation slides uploaded onto our website, so let's make use of that, and while I'll go through the numbers with you. If you turn to slide 9 of our presentation slides, it shows the key operating data for this year, 2020, as well as last year as comparative. First line, production capacity. We have been able to increase our capacity by 10%, so we managed to operate at 97% capacity of K&S. We produced 2.7 million tons of iron ore, 10% higher than last year. Sales, we increased by, now let's say, only 5%. Now that is because, if you remember, at the end of last year in December, we experienced certain railway congestion issues, in which case we couldn't ship as much product as possible to our customers. We need to stockpile the excess production, and that's why the sales in December was lower than usual. But I'm glad to report that we are now gradually reducing the stockpile in the first quarter of this year, and we are gradually selling those stockpiled products to our customers. Our chief selling price, the best way to look at it is to look at the dry metric ton without hedging. Our chief selling price on that basis is $100 per ton, which is a 15% increase over last year. Now, that is very much comparable to the increase in PAX price in last year. PAX has increased, the average PAX 65% iron ore price has increased by 17%, so we are very much comparable to the PAX increase in price. Cash cost, we managed to reduce it by 4%, so we are now operating it with a cash cost of $51 per ton. So that summarizes the key operating data. Turning to slide 10 will be our quick snapshot of our P&L. This year, we have increased our revenue by 18% because of the stronger iron ore price as well as a 10% increase in production and 4% increase in sales volume. So we got $236 million as revenue. Hedging loss, we had a $12 million hedging loss. That is smaller than last year because we have a much smaller scale of hedging in 2020. Site operating expenses, it increases by 3.5%, but I also wish to highlight the fact that this is still comparing very favorably to the 4.6 increase in sales volume. So even though the sales volume increase is 4.6, we are managing to control our costs to increase by only 3.5%. General admin expenses, decrease of 14%. We continue to be very stringent on cost measures. And also, obviously, we delay some of the CapEx, some of the expenditure due to COVID. So all in all, our EBITDA this year is about $80 million. Now, that is a much, much improved performance when compared with last year when we only achieved $33 million in EBITDA. And then moving down the lines, we've got depreciation, finance costs, and the income tax. Those are usual stuff. But the line I want to highlight is this underlying gains or losses. Now, that is what we call the line that we should be looking at, because that is the line which shows our true performance this year. This is our, let's say, our maiden underlying profit, which is $24 million this year. Last year, we were making a loss of $21 million. So moving down the lines, because of the stronger iron ore price as well as increase in production volume, we record a reversal impairment losses for K&S of $76 million. That is a non-cash reversal, but still is a profit that we report in this year. EBIT gain is $7.6 million because of the depreciation in rubles, while last year we have an EBIT loss of 6.1. We have an other provision of $7 million, which is basically we owe a contractor, a certain contractor sum, but we have a counterclaim against this contractor. So we don't believe that we need to pay for that contractor fee, but nevertheless, for accounting purpose, we need to book for the late settlement of the contractor's fee, and that amounts to $7 million. So that is a non-cash provision. After taking into account all this, we are reporting a profit of $101 million this year, as compared to a $39 million loss of last year. So it's a significant turnaround of performance in 2020. So that summarizes the P&L. I'll quickly go through the balance sheet as well. I think the first line you're looking at is obviously the fixed assets, which has increased by around 9.3%. That is essentially the reversal impairment of K&S that I mentioned earlier. The rest of the lines are, I'm sure you understand what they are. And the one I would like to highlight is at the bottom of the page, which shows the net asset value per share. It's now 40% Hong Kong, and obviously you know where our share price is. So I believe that we are undervalued in our share price. So turning to page 12, it's our quick cash flow. The top line is very encouraging. We are generating more cash this year because of stronger EBITDA. We've got a $63 million of net cash generated from operations. Going down the line, we pay the bank loans in accordance with the Gazprom Bank repayment schedule. So we paid $21 million this year. $16 million is paid for interest. Now that is a reduction from last year of $21 million because of A, a reduction in LIBOR, and B, obviously as the principal gets smaller, we pay less interest. We pay CapEx, $5 or $6 million, that is mainly for Zitaro. We also paid $5 billion guarantee to POG, our guarantor, for the Capital Bank loan. So all in all, we have increased our cash balance from 4.3 million US last year to 20.4 million this year. So I hope you can grasp the picture of the fact that, you know, we are turning the corner and we are accumulating more cash. Slide 13 is just a normal slide showing you what our liquidity position is. At the end of the year, we have a total debt of 204 million with a cash balance of 20 million. We repaid the Gazprom Bank loan in accordance with schedule, and as I mentioned, we will also repay $5 billion to POG as guarantee fee settlement. So that kind of summarizes what we achieved in 2020. Page 14, 15, 16, and 17 summarizes the market movements for those key parameters. The number slide 14 shows the very strong iron price, very strong iron ore price for this year. But it's very interesting if you look at the way the iron ore price increased. Obviously, it's an upward trend, but the most important thing is that most of the upward movement is being captured at the end of this year, that we saw a strong increase in November and December. And so that's why, while we are having a very strong iron ore price currently, it's not exactly reflected in our 2020 P&L. And then ruble depreciation is slide 15, which I'm sure you know what the story is. The ruble current exchange rate 75, which is still very weak, which will be beneficial to us because that lowers our expense level in US dollar terms. Slide 16 is another very interesting slide. I'm sure you guys know about the news about the pollution in China, and so some of the steel plants have to cut down the production. Now, that is actually, to a certain extent, beneficial to us because our product is 65% iron ore, which, while the steel plant is making use of our product to produce its steel product, it actually emits less pollution. So that's why when there's a pollution control in the PLC, the premium for the 65% iron ore is actually getting bigger because generally the steel plants want to get a high quality product like ours. So again, this is encouraging. Slide 17 shows you the decreasing LIBOR, which is beneficial to us because we pay less interest because of the lower LIBOR rate. So I guess that summarizes what we achieved in 2020. I will hand the call back to Yura for the competitive advantages and the Q&A session. Yura?
Thank you, Johnny. I think that we actually can turn straight to Q&A. Hopefully there will be some questions.
Thank you, Mr. Makarov. Ladies and gentlemen, should you like to raise a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. 各位投資者如果需要提問的話,麻煩在電話上面按星1登記。 Our first question comes from Maggie Cheng. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Hi, 你好啊，我姓鄭嘅。 咁係誒個人投資者嚟嘅，你好，喂，你好，謝謝，係，我想話咧，你哋貴公司咧喺第四季嗰陣時候遇到啲物流問題啦，咁喺你哋嗰個營運報告裡面講過咧，話中俄邊境嗰個鐵路咧已經部分恢復正常啦，咁而家第一季啦，咁我想睇下而家嘅情況係點樣，係個鐵路而家正常翻曬未咧？
OK，阿陳先生，不如我將呢個問題問我哋嘅CEO，我可能佢會更加清楚。Yura, this question, I guess you are in the best position to answer. The question is about the railway logistical issues that we encountered at the quarter four last year. You know, as you we mentioned in our quarter four training update that, you know, we had this traffic congestion issues in December. and then the problem was gradually resolved in Q1. So Ms. Zhang would like to know what the current situation is. Can you give a bit of more color on this?
Usually we have troubles with rains, wet rains in summer and frozen water in winter. So we have, as you mentioned, Johnny, we have some troubles in December when everything in the Far East were within 12 hours, first of all, wet within because of the rain, because of the warm period, and then almost immediately temperature dropped to 15 degrees, and all this water was frozen. So all electricity lines were damaged. Many pieces of the equipment of railroad were damaged. That's why it was a nightmare in the railroads of the Russian Far East at the end of the year. That's main reason why we didn't ship that amount of concentrate which we were going to. We are shipping it gradually now as an additional amount to what we can produce. It's quite a rare situation, but it's a nature. Maybe it has some connections with the climate changings, whatever the reason for this for these changings are. Anyway, right now this situation is gone, and we are shipping quite smoothly, without any troubles. There are some, from time to time, like in any logistics, there are traffic jams because of timber, because of coal, but it's not that size of troubles as it was in December.
Okay, understood, Yura. 我哋首先想問翻你先，其實我哋好多時咧都會遇到少少天氣上嘅問題嘅。咁例如話夏天嘅時候咧就比較多雨水啦，而冬天嘅時候咧就凍到咧好多時都會結冰嘅。咁今年十二月嘅時候咧就突然之間零舍凍，咁所以咧嗰啲電線啊嗰啲都會有啲結冰咧就會影響咗我哋嗰個運作。咁咧好彩啦，咁而家我哋都慢慢catch up緊，慢慢可以追翻我哋嗰個之前所講嘅無法運送嘅情況咧，已經慢慢可以解決㗎啦。咁而呢啲情況咧都係比較少罕見嘅，咁或者即係近期嘅氣候變化比較古怪啦。咁但希望都唔會經常發生啦。咁呢個第一嘅。咁第二就係其實咧，呢個時間其實是好多時都係運輸上嘅一個peak season 嚟嘅，咁因為好多時啲要運啲timber 啦，或者運啲煤啊，咁其實呢個時間都係比較 peak season，
咁所以喺俄羅斯個鐵路運輸上咧，這個時間咧普遍都係比較擠塞少少嘅，咁所以喺我哋嘅運輸上而家都唔係話太順利，咁但係咧情況已經慢慢做得改善㗎啦。哦，好，唔該曬。咁另外咧，你哋係咪附近有條橋嘅一個叫木爾河大橋啦？咁睇過你哋啲 announcement 咧，就佢哋。 好似話開又冇開到咁樣啦，咁有冇話幾時有冇啲最新消息話佢幾時開咧？咁開咗之後咧，咁你哋個鐵路都繁忙噶嘛，咁有冇幫到手㗎？OK，
好，鄭小姐，我又將個問題轉達俾阿Yura，Yura，the bridge。 So Ms. Chen would like to know, you know, what's going on with the bridge? I mean, we've seen several delays. So do you have any update? And so first question, any update? And second question is, you know, once the bridge is in operation, will it ease the transport congestion issue that you have just mentioned?
Thank you. It was a very good question. Answering question number one, there are official information that it should be in and operations by the end of this year, and there are unofficial signs, as I mentioned in my part of the presentation is that there will be some technical shipments before that, maybe at the end of summer, because Russian Railroads starts to discuss with us technology of the shipments, bridge owner approaching us, asking us whether we will be able to do some deliveries by the somehow this summer. So it seems that not only officials declaring that the construction of the bridge is closed, but unofficially it's also confirmed. And answering to your second question, whether it will help, to a certain extent, yes. It will create new border crossing point on the Chinese-Russian border. And we believe that at least at the first period of time, we will be only one company who is doing border crossing there. Don't know how long will this situation last, but for sure it will help for at the beginning. And we should not forget that our client, main client for in China, company called Jianglong, is situated only 160 kilometers from this bridge inside China. It's very close and it's very convenient for them.
Okay, you're understood.官方的答案就說其實今年年底就已經會起好，就出年年頭就可以用那條橋。但一些我們非官方的情況，我就知道其實他們現在都密落緊估，正在這條橋，因為其實當地那個橋的owner其實都開始找我們談。 就說到底用橋的情況會怎樣，我們用多少，會怎樣用法，這樣的。那也都開始提到，就說可能有機會在今年的夏天的尾段的時間，就希望一些試運，可能有少少嘗試用這條橋，這樣的。所以其實都是很正面的，希望是今年的時候已經可以有些少少我們可能叫 trial shipment，可以用到這條橋。 這個就是第一個問題，即是橋的進度。 咁第二個問題就係提到，如果你有條橋之後，其實嗰個頭先嗰個鐵路嗰個擠塞情況會有所改善咧，咁其實會有嘅，會有嘅，因為其實咧我哋多咗個新嘅我哋叫過河嘅點啦，即係 border crossing 嘅一個新嘅一個點啦，咁就一定會對於嗰個運輸上嘅運作咧，係更加暢順嘅，咁所以呢個會係有一定嘅幫助。咁阿 Yura
提到咧，其實咧，我哋呢條橋就係我哋咁重要咧，就因為其實我哋最主要嘅客户，我哋叫建龍啦。其實佢就好近呢條橋嘅，佢就係佢嚟呢條橋咧，就160個公里嘅啫。咁所以咧，呢條橋不但對我哋有利，亦都對我哋個顧客有利。咁所以應該係會有個雙贏嘅局面嘅。咁所以我哋都期待呢條橋咧係會盡快開通。
好啊，唔該曬。
Our next question comes from Mr. Petrov from DC Capital. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello. I have noticed that mining contract issues have already existed for a long time. And it seems it has a kind of very negative impact on production. Is it still a problem, like a bottleneck for company production? And are there any plans to resolve it?
Johnny, I'm afraid I have not heard the beginning of the phrase. Is it about the mining contractor?
Yes, yes.
Right.
Thank you. Yes, it was a bottleneck over the year. Our contractor doesn't perform well. As I mentioned in my speech over the first part of presentation, we have added another contractor. We also looking for the possibility to buy our own equipment and to use it to have better control on what is going on in the open pit. So I believe that the situation will be improved, and somehow midsummer we will catch what they have not done over the last year.
Okay.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, star one keys for questions. And our next question comes from Bella Hui.
Hi. 喂，你好，你好， 听不听到？
你好，请讲。
我有幾個問題都想再問翻嘅，我見咧其實咧喺鐵鋼石嗰個指數咧，最近咧都keep住都好高啦，即係屢創新高可以話。由舊年咧一月到而家咧，其實我見個升幅咧已經超過咗八成㗎啦。咁我想問翻點解公我見點解公司喺2020年咧嗰個做到嗰個 selling price 咧都係仲係咁低，好似都追唔上呢個指數嗰個升幅㗎喎。
This question is about iron ore price. Why is that, while the current iron ore price is so high, why is that our cheap selling price is not catching up the current high iron ore price? So let me answer that in Chinese first. 咁其實咧，我諗要留意一樣嘢就係，我哋成日都好中意睇翻目前呢一刻嗰個鐵礦石嘅價格係幾多嘅。咁其實今日咧，我哋鐵礦石嘅價格好理想，其實我哋今日而家係 65% 鐵礦石嘅價格係，即係佔為198蚊嘅，咁有非常高嘅價錢嘅 level 嘅，咁所以好多時候我哋都會話，點解而家190幾蚊，但係喺我哋2000年嘅時候咧，就只係達到100蚊嘅呢個achieve the same price 幾爭咁遠嘅咁樣，咁其實我之前嗰個 presentation 喺我哋個 slide 9嗰度咧，其實我哋都提到嘅，咁其實咧 我哋喺2020年，其實嗰個鐵礦石個價格個上升嘅幅度咧，其實係有嘅。咁如果我 pack 65% 嗰個上升幅度，其實係17.3%， 平均嘅價格咧係由104蚊就上到122蚊。咁而我哋個 achieve selling price 其實都跟住上嘅，我哋就87蚊就上到100蚊。咁其實嗰個升幅咧係完全係貼住嗰個平均 pack 65 嗰個價格 去上嘅，咁所以咧，而家你眼見嘅目前嗰個鐵礦石嘅價格係接近200蚊啦。咁但係喺呢一個價格咧，其實就要係我哋喺2021年嘅業績咧就可以反映到出嚟啦。咁因為我哋當然啦，而家講2020年嘅業績就當然睇緊2020年嘅鐵礦石個價格啦，咁樣。咁呢個就係個答案。所以我都覺得好多時咧，大家都有啲混淆嘅。咁所以我哋都要好強調一點就係話，其實即係不能夠睇
目前嘅價格去睇翻呢啲錯嘅result咯。嗯，好都明白嘅呢個。咁我另外都仲有另外一個問題想問咧，我見最近幾年咧，其實公司都有做 hedging loss，都有 hedging loss 喺嘅情況出現嘅喺你哋啲 report 度。咁佢喺過往嗰幾年其實公司個 hedging loss 究竟總額係有幾多咧？呢個我第一個問題嚟嘅。咁而第二個問題係，既然對沖好似對公司都會有虧損嘅話，點解仲要喺2021年繼續做呢一樣嘢咧？其實公司有冇諗過，即係之前嘅呢啲舉動裡面有冇啲咩教訓係可以學得到咧？
哇！呢個問題問得好好。其實我諗首先要諗一諗點解要做對沖先。 因為其實我哋公司咧係一個而家目前嚟講啦，係一個 single project， 即係一個項目 single product 一個產品嘅公司嚟嘅，咁所以我哋其實公司咧就係本身咧係天生啦，可能話目前嚟講咧嗰個風險咧都聚集嘅，咁所以咧我哋作為負責任嘅管理團隊咧就需要做一個對沖，咁嚟到控制翻嗰個我哋個銷售價格，因為如果唔係咧就會好大好大波動噶啦，咁所以呢個就係我哋對沖嘅理念嚟嘅。 咁當然啦，咁就對沖就會有贏有輸啦。咁我哋睇翻咧，其實我哋如果由2017年我就冇乜輸贏嘅，2018年、2019年或者今年加埋，我諗我大概係對沖損失咗係大概 600万美金到啦，大概係咁咧嘅。其實第一點睇啦，因為其實對沖如果我輸咗嘅，其實我喺個現貨市場個售賣嘅時候咧，其實 actually 我係賺翻嘅。咁其實我如果對沖 loss 嘅時候，就係代表我哋個鐵價係高，我先會對沖會有損失嘅啫咁樣。咁所以睇可以咁樣去睇啦。因為其實我哋首先第一樣嘢就係我哋呢個並不是投機，係我哋係想寬鬆管理。第二就係話損失係不幸嘅，但係咧其實咧喺現貨實際個銷售嘅時候咧，其實咧我哋都係會賺多咗錢嘅。咁又或者調翻轉嚟睇啦，其實我哋係如果冇呢個對沖，即係呢個對沖基本上咧，其實唔係屬於我哋營運嘅。如果其實我哋營運嚟講，其實應該增加翻36 million 嘅營運資金添。咁可以咁樣去睇啦，咁樣。咁先答咗第一個問題先啦。咁至於第二個問題，其實你都啱啊，因為其實我哋今年咧都有做對沖嘅。咁但係其實今年咧，我哋就做得更加小心啦。因為而家目前個鐵價咧，其實係真係非常之高。我哋上市時候嘅鐵價咧，都冇而家咁高。如果睇翻有興趣睇翻2010年嗰個上市個招股書啦，其實當時嘅鐵價咧都冇而家咁犀利。咁我哋覺得話呢個鐵價都非常之理想，亦都係差唔多。我哋 IPO 嘅時候，大家投資者想買股票嘅時候，都係想 lock in 呢個鐵價。咁我哋不如就喺呢個鐵價就做一啲工作，就去希望可以保持一啲好嘅盈利啦咁樣。咁所以我哋嘅對沖嗰個範圍咧，其實好廣嘅。我哋個我哋用啲我哋叫做 zero cost collar 啦。咁個 floor 就$100，咁個 ceiling 咧就係175蚊咁樣嘅。咁其實個 range 好大，因為我哋就揾咗個好大嘅 range 去做。咁變咗其實就應該個對沖對我哋嗰個賺同蝕咧，今年個應該個效果應該唔會太大，因為喺咁大個 range 入面去做嘅時候咧，咁希望跌價就會喺邊啲 range 去浮動咧，咁就唔會有對我哋有咩影響啦。咁但係當然啦，如果有啲不幸嘅事情發生，有啲譬如話突然之間跌價急跌係低過$100嘅時候咧，咁當然我哋都有一定嘅保障啦，因為我哋有個對沖嘅，我哋個 floor 係$100，咁所以我哋都係有保障咗自己啦。咁當然啦，如果你話升高過175蚊嘅，咁我哋喺對沖方面咧會有跌嘅。咁但係如果升高過175蚊嘅時候咧，我哋真正嘅銷售咧都真係有一個好理想嘅盈利喎。咁所以其實我哋覺得呢個係一個好 balance 嘅方案去做一個對沖咯。咁我希望阿 Bella 答到你嘅問題。
好，唔該曬。
Thank you.Our next question comes from Liz Lee from Rising Light.
Hello. I would like to ask about the pit development called Sutara. Can you please explain what Sutara is, the development plan, when it will come into operation, and if you need to raise funds for development?
We are not building the pit itself yet. We are building the infrastructure for the pit, like roads, electricity lines, river diversion channel to remove water from the future pit. And we will start the construction of the pit itself maybe within 12 months. Somehow within 12 months, not maybe. And about...The funds, I will ask Johnny, can you please clarify these?
Sure. Actually, for Sutara development, we do not need to do any external financing. We envisage that we will be able to fund the CapEx by our own generated cash flow. So we are not expecting to do any fundraising exercise for this Sutara development.
Okay, my second question relates to COVID-19. So I would like to know the current situation of the KNS mine and what has been the impact of COVID-19 and has the staff been vaccinated? What is the plan?
Thanks God, we are recovering.We have started the vaccination of our employees We are using, obviously, Russian vaccines, which are quite available. So, yes, process is going on.
Okay, nothing else from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Hong Lap Kwan from Solid Financial.
我想請問你公司說什麼叫初次獲利到底是什麼意思因為你們公司之前已經出過利潤的報告了為什麼現在出這個獲利還有我想問這個Sudara那個什麼項目來的謝謝或者我回答你的問題
其實我們所說的初次獲利,maiden profit,其實我們所說的是真的在營運上,我們真的在我們的運作上是真的賺到錢,我們需要叫做,我們英文叫underline profit,或者叫做是實質的盈利,因為我們過往日子是沒錯,我們是會有盈利的,但那些盈利很多時候都是一些,我們叫做例如以前做一些撥備,現在就回撥了。 咁就回撥嘅時候呢就令到我哋當年呢會有盈利啦咁但呢啲咁嘅回撥嘅時候呢就並不是我哋真正嘅營運嘅盈利嘅咁所以呢我哋就唔係即係唔係覺得話特別有咩值得去標榜嘅地方但反而今年啲我哋會咁着重呢個叫初次盈利呢或者初次獲利呢就因為其實今年我哋真係憑住我哋嘅營運銷售鐵礦石去真係賺到22億 2000-4000萬美金的這個profit,這個對於我們來說是一個很鼓舞的現象,因為其實我們終於可以達到一個真正的在營運上是達到一個盈利的情況,所以我們這個是叫初次獲利,這個就是我們叫,希望我們 going forward日子都會繼續有這些初次獲利,其實我們都審慎樂觀的。至於什麼叫 Sutara,其實可能大家都覺得 Sutara這個字比較陌生, 其實Sutara 其實我們經常說 K&S,K&S,其實呢 K就是Kimcan,S就是Sutara 其實K&S是有兩個我們叫礦區的,大概是15個km左右 而這一刻來說,我們K&S的營運是用Kimcan這個礦區來提供礦石,去給我們生產鐵礦石 但我們的Kimcan其實都開始用得差不多了,其實我們為了長遠考慮,我們就要開始做 Sutara 所以現在我們就開始去發展 Sutara這個礦區 剛才我們的CEO Yura也提到,我們現在開始密鑼緊鼓做這個 Sutara這個礦區 而當中我們也提到,其實我們就不需要特別去做一個融資去做的,其實我們自己的現金流呢 都應該可以去足夠去開發這個礦區這個礦區就會令到我們有足夠的產能有足夠的我們叫做feedstock即足夠的原材料可以繼續令到我的礦直至到可能2025幾年都完的時候都可以有足夠的鐵礦石的raw material提供給我們的K&S 是繼續生產的這個就是我們所說的Sutara的development 希望答到你的問題好啊沒有問題了謝謝
Thank you
OK 因為時間有限我們會議到此為止希望各位今天有愉快一天如果有任何在會議上的問題想再發問歡迎大家聯絡我們聯絡的方法可以 參與我們的IRC官網 www.ircgroup.com.hk Due to the time limitation, we are now ending the meeting here and thank you everyone for joining the call today. We appreciate your time. If anyone has any questions, please feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can refer to our corporate website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.